No, I don't think so, and that's for many reasons. First of all, we are now in a by far worse world than we were last year in Glasgow. And secondly, unfortunately, in the different years, and I'm talking even last year and this year and the year before, etc., we inherited like a lack of trust of the promises of the different politicians and also different groups and different negotiators maybe. And now we move into not having hopes or even having requests, but having demands, more of. And the main idea is that maybe this COP is different in the matter of every year they don't say that the COP failed, but they say, well, we reach an agreement on something that it doesn't, at the end, totally means that they reach an agreement to not agree. Maybe they would be more bold this year and say, well, we have a lot of obstacles because they have good excuses like the war in Ukraine, etc., etc.
And like the pandemic, they've had other excuses, but you
So
know.
maybe they would be bold enough to actually admit the truth that they failed this COP instead of diplomatic discussions and sentences that mean that they did not do it. They don't want to admit it.
So as a young person and the head of the UN Secretary General's Youth Advisory Group, what specific commitments are you wanting to see happen this year?
Well, last year the language was diluted. Instead of using phasing out of fossil fuel, they used phase down. So I think going back to phasing out of fossil fuel is going to be a great win. Also, climate finance. The language we are talking about from the Paris Agreement and even before that is 100 billion, and then there's a push for 200 billion, and then there's a push for $1 trillion actually. Yet we did not even reach the target of the 100 billion, not mentioning the trillion goal. So I think also having movement and progress on the climate finance is going to be very important. I think the last thing for me would be adaptation, and because I think that prevention is always better than cure, I really think that yes, we need loss and damage at some point.
Well, when you talk about loss and damage, there's been a lot of talk about that. Do you expect to really see some concrete language when the conference is over on loss and damage?
No. I think the main tactics is to have it as an indirect here to maybe make people satisfied. But then, what are the achievements on this language? This is going to be the tricky one, and I don't think they will reach an agreement on it this year.